今天我们的题目是在教会中荣耀基督。
The theme of our today's preaching is glorify Christ in the church.
我们老生常谈，已经讲过很多次，我们再一次来复习教会的使命，五句话。
Let's review the mission of our church. There are five verses.
每一句是我们一年的主题，从2021到2025。
Every verse is the theme of our church from 2021 to 2025.
领人归主。
Bring people to the Lord.
代代相传。
Make disciples through generations.
持守圣经。
Exalt and abide by the Bible.
建造教会。
Build up the church.
荣耀基督。
Glorify Christ.
那今年我们的主题就是荣耀基督。
So the theme of our church this year is glorify Christ.
那么我们在一月份有一个小小的一个正道系列。
So, in January we have one small
sermon series.
Sermon series.
那我们有四堂的信息，分别是在全地上荣耀基督。
We have four messages. The first one is glorify Christ in the world.
在教会中荣耀基督。
Glorify Christ in the church.
在工作中。荣耀基督。
Glorify Christ in the workplace.
在家庭中荣耀基督。
Glorify Christ in the family.
那今天呢，首先还是和大家一起再来看一下荣耀这个词。
Let's look at the word glory today.
荣耀这个词在希腊文当中呢叫做 doxa.
In Greek, the word is doxa.
那 doxa 这个词出现过非常多次。
And doxa appeared very many times.
那它的意思是什么呢？荣耀、尊贵、尊严，还有就是赞美和敬拜。
What does it mean? It means glory, honor, dignity, praise, and worship.
虽然翻译成赞美和敬拜的次数不是很多
，but the translated to praise and worship is not many times.
但是我们可以看到这个词里面确实。除了这个尊贵尊严的意思，还有一个就是怎么样，把荣耀归给神啊，
but,
赞美他的名。
Even though we can see the meaning of glory and honor, but it also has the meaning in it that praise and worship God.
那么我们每一年教会的主题也结合一个事工重点。
So the theme of our church also combined with the emphasis of our ministry.
今年我们借着这个主题事工重点就是敬拜赞美的事工。
And because our theme this year's ministry focus is on worship.
这是有圣经根据的。
This has a Bible base.
当我们看到这个词的意思，我们就能够明白，就能够理解。
When we see the meaning of this word, then we understand why.
让我们在敬拜当中把荣耀归给我们的主，我们的神。
We give honor and glory to God through our worship.
当然绝不单单只是在教会这一二十分钟唱诗敬拜赞美的时间。
So if, of course, it's not only 10-20 minutes singing and worship in our church.
那下面我们继续来看的就是荣耀基督。
Then we are going to look at glorify Christ.
我们为什么要强调荣耀基督呢？
Why do we emphasize on glorifying Christ?
首先第一点，我们知道我们的教会是谁的教会。
First, we know our church, who does it belong to?
是基督的教会。
It's Church of Christ.
那下面我们是什么徒？
So what kind of people are we?
我们是谁的门徒啊？我们是基督的门徒，所以我们叫基督徒，是不是？
We are disciples of Christ, so that's why we are called Christians.
Christians, yes. 那继续我们再来看，我们是传谁的福音？
So whose gospel are we preaching?
基督的福音。
We are preaching the gospel of Christ.
所以我们是基督的教会，做基督的门徒，传基督的福音。
So our church of Christ, we are disciples of Christ, and we are preaching the gospel of Christ.
我们叫荣耀的，也是那一位为世人流血舍身、死里复活的耶稣基督。
So the one we are glorifying is also the one who shed the blood for people, and that's Jesus Christ.
所以在约翰福音十七章第一节，耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，你的儿子也荣耀你，使儿子也荣耀你。”
John 17:1, Jesus spoke these words, lift up his eyes to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour has come, glorify your son, as I, and that your son also may glorify you.
在圣经希伯来书第一章，这里有一段非常宝贵的经节。
In the book of Hebrew, chapter 1, there's a very precious verses.
那时间关系，好不好？就请啊，我们的小芳姐妹单单来读英文就可以。
Okay, Hebrew 1:2-8, God has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom He also made the world, who being the brightness of His glory and express image of His Son, person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty of on high. But when He again brings the firstborn into the world, He says, let all the angels of God worship Him. But to the Son, He says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
Amen. 这一段的经文非常非常的强调耶稣基督的超越性，完全的神性。
So in this verse, itemphasize the above allness and
his supremacy.
His supremacy in this verse.
那我们通过这一段能够看到，首先第一个，基督乃是创造的主。
So the first one is that Christ is the creator.
并且他也是维护的主，因为他全能的命令托住万有。
Christ is also the sustainer. He upholds the whole universe.
基督也是救赎的主。
Christ is also the Savior.
他赎了人类的罪。
He redeemed all our sins.
那他更是全地的主。
Christ is the Lord of the entire world and universe.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要在教会当中，在基督的教会当中，避免一个倾向。
So in the Church of Christ, we need to avoid one tendency.
这个倾向不自觉的，有时候我们就会出来，甚至于这个倾向是蛮讨人喜欢的。
So the tendency is very easily come out and it's very pleasing to people.
是什么倾向呢？就是我们讲神不讲基督。
And the tendency is we talk about God and we don't talk about Jesus Christ.
哎，当我们说荣耀神，
when we say glorify God,
当我们说 in God we trust,
when we say 我们信任神，
当我们说 one nation under God,
我们说在神以下一个国家，
做神的儿女来说，当然我们知道这位神指的是圣经所启示的三位一体的神。
God's people, we know that we are talking about the God, the triune God.
但是您知道吧，这些话很多异教徒也能跟着我们阿们的。
But do you know that a lot of people who are not Christian can say amen too?
所以好像你就很能够得到众人的喜欢。
So you can pleasing a lot of people.
哎，也不得罪人。
You don't offend anybody.
这个伊斯兰教徒也跟你说，我们是敬拜的一个神呢。
Islam people can say we worship one God.
但是我们要特别的讲，我们是荣耀主、荣耀神，是这位为我们死而复活的耶稣基督，他就是神。
We need to emphasize that we worship one God, one person, which is Jesus Christ, who died for us and resurrected, and He is God.
所以很多时候，人说讲神，我们就要问一下，到底是哪一位神？
So when people talk about God, we need to ask, which God are you talking about?
葛培里牧师大家都知道。
You know, everybody knows Reverend Billy Graham.
葛培里牧师也是咱们北卡的骄傲。
And he's the honor and pride of our North Carolina.
哎，他的图书馆就在夏洛特。
His library is in Charlotte.
啊，在这个我们西部 Asheville 那边啊，有一次我开车在那边，还有一条葛培里 Highway，公路是以 Billy Graham 命名的。
And in Asheville, there's a highway named after him.
那么大家都知道，葛培里被人称为是美国的牧师。
You know that Reverend Billy Graham was named as the pastor of America.
也有人说他是总统的牧师。
And some people say he's the pastor of the presidents.
那个总统当遇到属灵的危机的时候，就找 Billy Graham。
When there's a spiritual crisis, the presidents will come and seek Billy Graham for advice.
他的布道大会引领很多的人来到基督的面前。
His evangelical meeting brought a lot of people to Christ.
那么当然，今天有不同的人也对 Billy Graham 有一些不同的看法，我都知道。
Of course, there are different people have different views on Billy Graham.
那 Billy Graham 也并不是说每一点他都完全是正确是对的。
And Billy Graham also has some not very correct views on some things.
但是对 Billy Graham 不论是喜欢他的人还是反对他的人，那么对他两点大家都承认。
But there are two points that everybody, doesn't matter you are against him or you like him, there are two points that everybody agreed.
第一，他的福音信息永远以基督为中心。
First, his gospel message is always centered on Jesus Christ.
他不管是在体育场里面向万人布道。
Doesn't matter it's in a gym and preach to tens of thousands of people.
在校园里面向一群学生传福音。
Or in a camp on a campus and preaching to hundreds of students.
到北朝鲜去面见金日成，给他送圣经。
When he went to North Korea to preach the Bible to the leader.
或者还是见英国的女王，中国的李鹏总理。
Or to the Queen of England or President of China.
他讲的都是一样的基督的福音。
The message he's presenting is always about Jesus Christ.
第二点大家也都共同承认的。
The second point that everybody agreed.
就是 Billy Graham 一生没有丑闻。
Is that there's no moral stain on in all his life.
这么著名的人物。
Such a famous person.
但是他的家庭，他的道德清清白白的。
But his family and his moral is all clean and holy.
所以我们可以说 Billy Graham 虽然是有缺点，但是没有污点。
But we can say that, so we can say that Billy Graham may have some weaknesses, but there's no moral stain.
在他传讲的福音信息清清楚楚，永远是荣耀基督的。
The gospel message he preached is always clearly centered on Jesus Christ.
所以作为主的教会，我们永远不要忘记这一点。就是要荣耀那一位为世人死而复活的主耶稣基督。
As Church of Christ, we need to remember that we always honor and preach the Christ that died for us and redeemed us.
那下面我们就继续来看在教会当中荣耀基督。
Next, we're looking at to glorify Christ in our church.
首先我们要强调的是，我们并不是只在教会里面荣耀或者说敬拜基督，刚才我们刚刚讲过。
So we are going to emphasize, first of all, we do not only glorify Christ in the church.
千万不要说，哎呀，今天礼拜天了，我要去教会荣耀主了。
So please don't say that. Oh, today is Sunday, I'm going to church to glorify Christ.
这话本身听的好像没问题啊。
When you hear it, it doesn't sound any question problem in it.
但是如果这句话背后的这个含义就是，其余六天我都没在荣耀主。
But that is indicating you are not glorifying Christ in the other 6 days.
那就大有问题了。
Then that's a big problem.
所以我说，如果只在教会里荣耀基督，就是还没有真正在荣耀基督。大家阿门吗？
So if we only glorify Christ in the church, then we are not truly glorifying Christ.
好，那下面但是在教会里荣耀基督确实是我们的一个起点。
But glorifying Christ in the church is our starting point.
因为我们不得不很真实的，当然也很痛心的说，今天确实有的教会，甚至可以说不少的教会，并没有在荣耀基督。
And yes, we can say that there are so many churches today, they are not actually glorifying Christ.
所以上个礼拜我们讲到的全地荣耀主，和今天我们说在教会荣耀主，它有一个很密切的关系。
So last week we talked about glorifying Christ in the world, and today we're talking about glorifying Christ in church. There's a very intimate relationship.
你要在全地荣耀主，首先从教会开始。
If you want to glorify Christ in the world, you have to start in the church.
但是绝不单单只是在教会，而是我们能够走出去，把主的救恩福音传扬到地界。
But it's not only in the church. We have to walk out from the church and spread the gospel into the world.
好，那么在教会荣耀基督，什么时候这个教会荣耀基督？第一，当这个教会它是一个家的时候，在荣耀基督。
When do we glorify Christ in the church? First is when the church is a family.
我们刚才所读的这段以弗所书第三章，我们重点一个看前面的十四、十五节，然后等一下我们看二十、二十一节。
So we just read Ephesians 3 and emphasize on the 14 and 15th verse right now.
这里讲到保罗说我在父面前屈膝。
And talk about Paul said, for this reason, I bow my knee to the Father.
然后他说天上地上的各家都是从他从父得名。
So, the whole family in heaven and earth is got their names from the father.
那这句话到底什么意思呢？从中文不能够完全很直接的看出来。
So what does it mean actually? From Chinese, we cannot actually understand its meaning.
啊，两个方面，第一个，这个十五节的天上地下的各家呀，啊，也可以翻译作全家。
So the verse 15 says, whole family. In King James Version, it says whole family.
啊，那我自己个人，我比较喜欢这个全家的这样一个翻译。
So, the Chinese translation is each family, but English translation is whole family, and I like the whole family translation much better.
啊，你看，我们这个英文版本也是这样翻译的。
And the English translation is whole family.
啊，那指的是什么？指的就是基督的教会。
It's referring to the Church of Christ.
是那个无形的教会，普世的教会。
It's the Church. Of the whole universe,
不单跨越空间，甚至跨越时间的。
Is surpassed time and dimension.
那一个基督的新妇。
That's the one Christ new bride.
那下面呢，就是这个父这个字。
Let's talk about the word father.
啊，父面前去，父这个字呢，在希腊文是 pater.
The word in Greek is pater.
然后我们看。家十五节 family 这个词是什么呢？是 patria。
So the family in Greek is patria。
像不像
？Do they sound alike？
这两个字非常的像。
They're very similar。
因为本来就是同一个字根。
They have the same root。
家这个字啊，是从父这个字来的。
The word family came from the word father。
哎，所以保罗才这样说，是天上地上的各家。是从父得名，是这个意思。
That's why Paul said that, all the family on earth has got the name from the father.
但这里是希腊文。
But this is the in Greek.
但是保罗在写作的时候，借着希腊文的讲出来了，却是一个真实的圣经的一个道理。
Even though it's in Greek, but when Paul uses it, it's explaining truth in the Bible.
今天。之所以教会是一个家，是因为认我们天上的主为我们的父。
Today, our church is the whole church is a family because we recognize our father is only one father, our God.
所以我们在主里面都是弟兄姐妹。
So in Christ, we are brothers and sisters.
那么，当教会是一个家的时候，这个教会呢，又是基督的身体，我们在主里面互相为肢体。
So when the church is a family, then we are body of Christ. We are members of one another in the church.
我们看这个罗马书啊，十二章第五节，在这里明讲说，我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体。
So Romans 12:5 says, "So we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of the one another."
那这个肢体这个词呢，当然我们指的就是知道他说 body parts 啊，身体的各个不同的部位。
So member means body parts. We are different parts of the body.
啊，那英文在这个地方就直接就说是 member.
And in English, it's just called member.
Member 今天在我们中文翻译什么？成员、会员，是不是？
So member in Chinese means member of some society.
我曾经有听有的弟兄姊妹说啊，说这个教会里怎么还有会员制度？不要有会员制度。
So some brothers and sisters ask me, how come there's a membership of the church? Why do we have that?
这个会员制度圣经里没有。
There's no membership in the Bible.
其实圣经里有。
In reality, it is in the Bible.
这里不单有，而且 member 这个词出现好多次。
It not only has the shows up many times the word member.
那这个 member 指什么？就是肢体的意思。
The member means the different body parts.
教会是个家，教会是基督的身体，我们都互相的为肢体。所以，如果要是我们先说，哎呀，不要有会员制。
So, church is a family, and we are body parts, and we are members of the same body. And so, if you say don't have the membership of the church,
那其实很简单。
It's very easy.
那咱们就不叫会员制。
And we don't call it a membership of the church.
我们叫肢体制。
We call it body parts as a system.
啊，因为这是圣经里的这样一个教导。
Because it's the teaching in the Bible.
啊，那不单是教会的会员肢体，我们也是一个家庭的成员。
We are not only members of the same church. We are also a member of the same family.
当我们在教会里面，我们作为成员，互相委身，对主的身体委身。
Well, in the family, we are a member of the family. We commit to each other, and we commit to our church and our God.
在主的爱与真理当中，一起来同心的成长、建造教会的时候，这个教会就得荣耀。
So we build up each other in God's love and Christ's love, then the church will grow.
那么，教会不单是基督的身体，也是基督的羊群。
Church is not only Christ's body; it's also the sheep of Christ.
其实像一群羊呢，就是一个家，是不是
？So a group of a flock of sheep is a family.
那么我们一同来跟从我们的大牧人，就是主耶稣基督。
And we follow our great shepherd, who is our Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音十章第十四节啊，那里就明讲，他说：“我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。”
So Jesus said it clearly in John 10:14. It says, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own."
当一个教会跟从基督的时候
，When the church following Christ,
基督得到荣耀。
Christ got the glory.
但是同时，另一方面，我们也知道主也具体的呼召一些他自己的仆人。来牧养不同的 individual 一个一个的教会。
On the other part, we know that God, Jesus also called different people come out and shepherd different flocks.
我们看到阿摩斯书第七章。
Let's look at Amos, the book of Amos, chapter 7.
我们知道阿摩斯啊很有意思，他本来是南国犹大的一个什么呢？学问也不大，他是一个修剪商树，一个牧羊的
you know,
牧羊人。
Amos, he's a shepherd, but he also take care of sycamore and fig trees.
啊，那么神的呼召临到阿摩斯了。
When the calling from God fall on Amos.
那么这里一语双关，说你现在不再跟从羊群，你不要再做你这个世俗的工作。
So when God said you don't be a shepherd, it also means you don't do secular work.
你现在去向我民以色列说预言，去牧养我的羊群。
Go prophesy to my people Israel to shepherd my people my flock.
所以神耶稣基督是我们的大牧人。
So Christ is our great shepherd.
神也呼召拣选一些他的仆人出来，来去牧养他具体的一个一个的羊群。
But God also call out some people to shepherd each sheep.
那教会是一个家，第二点。当教会是一支的军队。
The second point is when the church is an army.
哥罗后书啊，我们去年有和大家一起看过这卷书。
Second Corinthians, we look at it last year.
在第二章第十四节，这里使徒保罗说：“感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。”
Second chapter verse 14 says, "Give thanks to be God who always leads us in triumph in Christ."
这里呢又有当时的一个背景，可能弟兄姊妹还记得。
There's some background here, and you may still remember.
罗马的将军带领军队出去打仗，胜利凯旋回来的时候。
So Romans, general, when they lead an army and go out and fight a war, and when they won the victory and come back.
那回来的时候呢，他们就要做件事情，要凯旋列队的进程游行。
When they come back, they do something. They have victorious procession into the city.
那后面就把这个仇敌敌国的什么这个元帅啦、国王啦、将军啦，然后这些俘虏都带在后面跟着进城游行。
So all the they capture the generals and all the soldiers will be following the procession at the end of the after the Roman soldiers.
得胜的元帅骑着白马走在最前面。
The victorious general will ride a white horse in the front.
这个叫夸胜。
This is victorious
triumph. 那么在这个过程当中呢，街道两旁啊，它就会有很多的这个香，一个一个这个香炉就点起来。
during this, there will be there will be burning incense on two sides, both sides of the street.
那是一种特别的香料，是胜利的馨香。
And it's a very special incense. It's a smell incense of the victory.
所以保罗就是说，借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有香气，就我们是基督得胜的军队，就是这个意思。
So when Paul said, "Lead us in triumph in Christ." And through us diffuse the fragrance because we are God's army and this is we are showing our triumph in Christ.
基督在十字架上已经打败了仇敌。
Christ already defeated enemy on the cross.
那我们今天是基督的军队，我们一起宣告基督的得胜。
And we are Christ's army. We are showing that we are triumphing Christ.
所以今天的教会还有没有这样一种的属灵征战的意识？
And so there's a meaning of spiritual worship in here.
今天教会里的信徒，基督的门徒，还是不是都是他的精兵啊？
So are we all God's soldiers today?
能不能上战场打仗啊？
Can we go to the field and fight for Christ?
我们继续来看第三，当教会是一所的学校。
The third point is when the church is a school.
提摩太前书第一章第二第二章六到七节。
First Timothy, second, six to seven, verse six to seven.
那主舍自己做万人的属下，到了这时候，这事必证明出来。我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师傅，教导他们相信，学真道。
Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time?For which I was appointed a preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth.
一个教会，如果它是学校，是教导信仰、学习真理的学校，信徒能够在主的话语当中、真理当中真正扎根，基督得荣耀。
So when church is a school and actually preaching faith and truth andChristians can grow in faith in this church as a school, then the glory goes to Christ.
但是多少的教会，我不得不说，甚至包括一些的传道人。
But I have to say, how many church, or including some of the pastors,
真理不大清楚。
They don't know the truth themselves.
信徒做了多年的这个基督徒。
And some people are become a Christian for many, many years.
还是糊里糊涂。
But they are wishy-washy.
这个信徒糊里糊涂也不怪信徒，这个传道人自己都糊里糊涂。
So when the Christians are wishy-washy, you cannot blame them, but the pastor, they are wishy-washy.
这里我跟大家讲一件事情。
I have a story to tell.
啊，我们有一个群，里面有一些传道人。
We have a group and there are some pastors in there.
前一段呢，那个群里面大家有一些的讨论。
So there's some discussion in that group some time ago.
有位传道人，我认识他不是很熟啊。
As a pastor, and I don't know him that well.
突然听到这个传道人有高论。
So this pastor expressed his opinion.
我们提到挪亚方舟这个全球性的大洪水。
Mentioned we talk about Noah's Ark, the flood of the whole earth.
我也不知道他哪来的这种神学思想，从哪里受的这个装备。他说这个挪亚大洪水啊，不是全球性的，只把挪亚那个地方淹了。
So I don't know where he got this idea or where he learned this. He said the flood is not the whole earth; it's only locally on where Noah was.
他说有科学家算过了，如果是全球性的大洪水把最高的山都淹了，那个水量啊，地球上没有，不够。
He said that
淹不了。
Calculated that.If it's a whole earth was flooded, they calculate that there's no enough water on earth to do that.
感谢我们其他的所有的传道人，就他也是给他讲这个问题了，怎么可以这样子？
Thank God that all other pastors say, how can you say this?
那如果这样，神还跟挪亚说这个动物一公一母七公七母，你还这个还找把这个弄到方舟里费那么大劲干什么呢
？If that's the case, why did God told all the animals Two by two, go into the ark. They don't need to do that.
你还让他修方舟干嘛？你就别修方舟，就到那个没烟的地方去躲着，不就完了吗
？Why did God tell Noah to build an ark? They don't need to build it. Just go somewhere else.
他说那个我们说圣经明讲，普天下都给淹了。
The Bible clearly says that the whole earth was flooded.
他说圣经里普天下不一定指普天下。
He said that when he said all earth, whole earth in the Bible doesn't necessarily mean the whole earth.
啊，居里柳做巡抚的时候，叫普天下的人报名上册，就是普天下中国人也没去报名上册啊。
When 居里柳
居。这个词我还真是就是当时那个Roman governor
yeah Roman governor call everybody go back to their country to register but the whole earth Bible say whole earth need to go back it doesn't mean whole earth because Chinese didn't go back to register for their names
但是他们圣经的概念都给混了
so he confused the Bible concept
那个地方的普天下是罗马皇帝的普天下的概念它是政治的一个普天下。
So when in the Jesus time, when it says whole earth to register, it means the Roman governors, governments, area. It's not the whole earth.
当神说普天下，那就是普天下。
When God says whole earth, it meant the whole earth.
所以我们教会真是要做一个教导真理、圣经真理的学校，弟兄姊妹、神的儿女，要在真理上有根有基啊。
So church has to be a school that teaches the truth, and every Christian has to root it in the Bible truth.
好，下面第四，当教会是一所医院。
The first point is when the church is a hospital.
彼得前书这里明讲。
First Peter it says,
因他受了鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
By whose stripes you were healed.
弟兄姊妹，当这里讲到得医治，绝不是在那里是说我们身体得医治就完了。
When he said you're healed, it's not talking about physically healed.
我们绝对相信，今天神人能够行神迹，神今天仍然做身体医治上这个大能的事情。
We firmly believe God still can perform miracles. He still can heal physical illness.
但是这不是重点，这里讲到的是我们灵魂得拯救得医治。
But that's not the point. The emphasized point is that our soul, our spirit get healed and get saved.
因为我们看上下文就好清楚，是他担当我们的罪，使我们能够在义上活，使我们从迷路羔羊的状态能够变成归到灵魂的牧人监督。
Because when we look at the verses, we know that it's very clearly that he bear our sins and he like shepherd we were like sheep going away but he returned us to the God and he like the overseers of our souls
所以我们今天看到在这个世上有许许多多失丧的灵魂
we saw many lost souls in this earth
也有许许多多受伤的灵魂绝望的灵魂惶惶不安的灵魂。
And so many people's souls that are damaged, without hope, and don't know where to go.
教会是不是一所医院
？Is church a hospital?
今天我们看到很多的婚姻濒临破碎。
We saw that many marriages is on the verge of broken.
很多的家庭充满各种各样的痛苦。
A lot of difficulty and pains in families.
当人来到教会里面，是不是这个婚姻能够得拯救
？When they come to church, is the marriage got saved?
若教会是一个医院
，If church is a hospital,
让灵魂得到复苏
，We renew the souls.
让一个家庭得到复兴
，And renew the family, the marriage.
那我们的主耶稣基督就得到荣耀。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ received the glory.
下面我们来总结一下
Let's conclude
何时基督得荣耀
When does Jesus receive Christ from us
当教会是一个家
When the church is a family
当教会是一支军队
When the church is an army
当教会是一所学校
When the church is a school
当教会是一所医院
When the church is a hospital
但是还不是这么简单
But it's not this simple
我想我们再往前进一层看实际上这几样的这个比喻啊它是互相有关联的。
If we go one step further, all these four things, they are interconnected.
我们说当基督得荣耀的时候是这个教会是一所 精兵的学校。
When we talk about glorify Christ in church, this church is a military academy.
是个军校啊 ，military academy.
It's a military academy for soldiers.
这个学校培训的呀，不是单单是大脑袋的人啊，就是光光这个属灵头脑知识啊，越来越多啊，
the,
这个地那个地好多地的。
对，this school is not only increase the knowledge in your head, make your head bigger.
啊。这所学校培养出来的是能够为主打仗的精兵。
This school is raising soldiers that can fight for Christ.
教会是一个医院，但是教会作为一个医院，是一个战地的医院。
Church is a hospital, but it's also a field hospital.
当人受伤、痛苦、失丧，来到这个医院当中被医治、被缠裹。
So when people are hurt, damaged, They can come to this hospital. They can, the wound get wrapped and healed.
当复原以后，我们就走到战场，更好的为主打仗。
After we healed, we go to the war zone and fight for Jesus Christ.
我给很多弟兄姊妹做这个 counseling 做辅导的时候啊，不管是个人的辅导，或者是这个婚姻家庭的辅导。
When I counsel a lot of brothers and sisters, not only marriage, maybe other area.
我常常跟大家讲一句话，我说我给你做这个辅导，不是单单为你。
I say when I counsel you, it's not only for you.
我是让你得到医治以后。
But after you get healed,
你能够去祝福更多的人。
You can go and bless all more people.
就这么说，回过头去要怎么样？兼顾你的弟兄。
What did Christ say? Christ said to Peter, when you are established, you go out and establish other people.
所以我们说这叫做一所战地的医院。
So, that's what we say it's a field hospital on the war zone.
好，下面哦，这个，我们说它是一个家，是一个得胜的家。
We say church is a family, but it's a victorious family.
是一个宣告耶稣基督是得胜的主，得胜的王。这个家我们随时准备，每个人都拿起武器来上战场，为主打仗。
It's a family that proclaimed that Jesus Christ is the Lord of King, is victorious King, that we are ready to go fight for Jesus anytime.
并不单单是我们自己甜甜蜜蜜的住在一起，你好我好，大家彼此相爱就完了。
It's not only we live together as a family, we love each other and we are in good condition and that's it.
所以我们常常说，一个教会的存在，并不单单只是为这四面墙里的人而存在的。
So we say that the church exists. It's not only for the people within these four walls.
好，那下面呢，我们再来做一个总结啊，这是我们教会属灵的前辈讲到的啊，很具体的。如果你看一个教会是不是一个合神心意、荣耀基督的教会，有这么几个指标。
So if you want to see whether a church is After God's heart and glorify Christ, there are some indicators.
第一，在这个教会里有许多人信主得救。
First, that many people are saved in this church.
如果教会啊，所以我们可能人也挺多的，钱也挺多的啊，这个各方面都挺好的啊，你好我好，但是多年没有一个人信主，没有一个人受洗，这个教会不荣耀基督。
So if this church has a lot of people, a lot of money, and many, but After many years, not many people got saved. Then it's not a church like glorifying Christ.
第二，这个教会有许多人在读经祷告。
Second, many people read the Bible and pray.
在真理上面扎根。
They build them up on the basis of truth.
在属灵上火热追求。
They firmly pursue the spiritually pursue the truth.
这样的教会，基督得荣耀。
Then that church will glorify Christ.
第三点，在这个教会里有许多人全职奉献。
The third point is many people dedicate to full-time ministry.
今天很多的教会
，Today many church
是在一种中产阶级的这样一种危机里面。
Is in a
mid-class
crisis.
教会大家都过得都很好。
Everybody have a very nice life.
属灵上也很追求。
They also pursued spiritually.
甚至信主的人也都不少啊。
And many people got saved.
但是就是多年没有一个人全职奉献。
But many years nobody actually dedicated to full-time ministry.
我们说庄稼多，收割的工人少。
We say that some crop is ready, but there's nobody to harvest.
主说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
God says, who can I send? Who is willing to go for us?
教会里大家都一起同声异口同声的回答。
And many people, everybody in the church, reply in one unison.
主啊，他在这里，请差遣他。
Lord, he is here. Please send him.
其实，我们今天华人教会。
Today in our Chinese church.
很多教会都在找传道人。
A lot of churches are looking for pastors, ministers.
前几天我和一个牧者，我们在一个祷告会里，他说他们城市六个华人教会，四个同时在找牧师。
So we were talking with other pastors. He said that in his city there are six Chinese churches. Four of them are looking for ministers.
但是当神的呼召临到个人的身上的时候，谁都不敢去。
But when the calling falls on some people, nobody is willing to step up.
而且我们都有各种各样的这个理由，我都非常的理解。
And we have all kinds of excuses, and I understand that.
但最后的结果就是神的家荒凉。
But the end result is the waste of the church. There's nobody attending it.
我们看到韩国的教会那么的复兴。
We see that the church in Korea is so flourished.
差派的宣教是世界第二位，只比美国少。
The missionary they send out is on second on the world list. It's just a little bit less than American.
在韩国人的基督徒的家庭里面
，in a Korean Christian family，
如果他们的孩子说：“爸妈，以后我要去做传道人。”
If the kids say, "Mom and Dad, I want to be a missionary."
爸爸妈非常的高兴，哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。
The parents will be so happy. They say, "Hallelujah, give thanks to God."
在华人基督徒的家庭里面
，but in Chinese family，
主啊，你不管呼召谁，千万别呼召我儿子。
They will say.Lord, you can call anyone to be missionary, but please don't call my kids.
做牧师太不容易了，大家都知道。
It's hard to be a pastor, and everybody knows.
你知道很多韩国教会啊，这个年轻的姐妹非常喜欢嫁给牧师传道人。
In Korean church, the young ladies really likes to marry to young missionary or pastors.
你问问华人这个基督徒的父母。
If you asked our Chinese parents.
哟，我女儿的这个男朋友以后要做牧师。
My daughter's boyfriend want to be a pastor in the future.
这能吃饱饭吗？这个
？Can they have enough food?
无怪乎今天我们的教会荒凉。
It's no wonder that our church is not flourishing.
我们继续往下看。
Let's go down.
那么何时教会不荣耀基督？
When does a church do not glorify Christ?
当一间教会成为一间公司的时候，这个教会不荣耀基督。
So when the church become a company, then it's not glorifying Christ.
世界的方法都进入到教会。
All the methods that are used in the world come into the church.
这个公司怎么做，教会就怎么做。
Whatever the company does, church is doing it too.
可能这个教会 run 得好好的，但是这个教会不荣耀主。
Maybe the church is very, very organized, but it's not glorifying Christ.
当一间教会成为一个俱乐部的时候，它不荣耀基督。
When the church becomes a social club, it's not glorifying Christ.
我们可能 have a lot of fun.
我们可以有很多好玩的事情。
啊，办个活动来很多很多的人。
When we organize a activity, so many people come.
就是主名不得荣耀。
But God's name is not glorified.
当一个教会成为同乡会的时候
，When the church becomes a hometown association，
你好，我好
，You are good, I'm good，
关起门来大家好
，When we close the door, everybody is good。
当一个教会成为异端的寺庙的时候
，When the church becomes a temple of heresy，
教会是信仰的组织
，Church is a spiritual organization，
但是什么样的信仰
？But what kind of spiritual belief do you have？
一边挂着十字架。
One side you have a cross.
一边挂着彩虹旗。
The other side you have a rainbow flag.
基督不得荣耀。
Christ is not glorified.
教会挂着十字架。
Church hang a cross.
把和尚道士请到台上来唱歌。
But you invite a monk or a priest and sing.
基督不得荣耀。
Christ is not glorified.
当教会挂着十字架。
When church hang a cross.
十字架旁边要挂上领袖的这个大照片的时候
，But you also hand the picture of the leader of the country.
基督不得荣耀。
Christ's name is not being glorified.
我讲的全都是真事儿。
The other thing I mentioned are true.
而且国内教会的同工们，他们对这个宗教局的这个命令，他们还有回答了。
And in China, the church coworker they have an answer to.The orders from the government.
宗教局三次说你这个十字架旁边你得挂领袖的这个大照片。
Government told
three self church
say you need to hand a picture of our leader beside the cross.
那么牧师说了，哎呀，不行，我们不能挂。
Pastor said, no, we cannot hang.
这个宗教局 religious bureau 人说你敢不挂？
The religious bureau said, how dare you not?To hand the cross.
牧师说要挂你自己挂，因为十字架两边是强盗。
The pastor said, if you want to hang, you hang, because on the cross, when Jesus on the cross, the two sides of beside him are robbers.
宗教局的人也不敢挂了。
Then the religious bureau can did not dare to hang.
好，当一个教会成为贼窝的时候。
When the church becomes a den of thieves.
这不是我说的，这是基督自己说的呀。
I didn't say it. Jesus Christ said this.
耶稣为什么洁净圣殿啊
？Why did Jesus clean the temple?
因为我的殿要成为万民祷告的殿，你们反而把它当成什么了？贼窝了。
So, because my temple should be a place for people to pray, all people pray here, but then you make it a den of thieves.
好，我们继续往下看。
Let's go on.
帖撒罗尼迦后书一章十二节是我们今年的主题经文。
Second Thessalonians chapter one is the theme verse for our church this year.
叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀。
That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you.
那么这一段呢是出自当然帖后的第一章。
So it came from Second Thessalonians chapter one.
帖撒罗尼迦后书的第一章里面，实际上“荣耀”这个词不是只出现一次，而是出现了三次。
The word glorify appears three times in this book.
在第九节出现全能的荣光，实际上原文是 glory。然后第十节圣徒身上得荣耀，也是 glory， 都是同一个词。
In verse 9 and 10, there's talk about glory of His power and glorify in His saints. Those both are the same word.
所以连续出现三次：第九节、第十节，还有第十二节。
So it appears three times, verse 9, verse 10, and verse 12.
我们都把这里 highlight 出来，因为时间关系，我们就过得比较快。
So we highlighted it because of time, we go through very fast.
那我们常常和弟兄姊妹分享，在圣经里面短短的一段经文当中，如果一个词、一个概念反复出现，是为了什么
？So often I share with you when in very short verse the same word appear many times. What does it mean?
是不是在浪费笔墨？
Is it a waste of ink?
不是在浪费笔墨，是在做什么？
No.
强调，对。
It's emphasize that word.
所以我们以帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章十二节为我们今年的主题经文，实际上在帖撒罗尼迦前后书的第一章里面就非常的强调基督的荣耀这个概念。
So, we use Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 12 as our theme, but in this chapter 1 there are so many verses that explain this concept.
那我进一步再看这段它的整个上下文，帖撒罗尼迦这个上下文，它是在讲什么样的一个神学概念，讲的最清晰最深。
So when we look at the context, what is the spiritual truth is talking about?
弟兄姊妹有知道吧？
Do you know?
现在我们查帖撒罗尼迦这个前后书不多啊，在 Y2K 之前的时候，好多教会退休会、培灵会，那都讲这段，都讲这两卷书。
Nowadays, we not many people studied Thessalonians 1 and 2, but before year Y2K, many churches are studying this Thessalonians book 1 and 2.
年轻一点弟兄姊妹知道什么是 Y2K 吧？
Young people, do you know what's Y2K?
不，还真的不知道哈。Y2K 是这样子，就是1999年。马上要进入到两千年、新千年、千禧年 （millennium） 的时候，那时候叫 Y2K (year 2000).
So from year 1, 1999 to year 2000 is the 2000 is the millennium, so that's the Y2K.
那时候有人说，哎呀，要有千年虫，这个 computer 嘛，不是要可能要 crash 啊。然后说，哎呀，基督要来了。
So the, at that time, there's a Y2K bug and Christ is coming.
哦，那时候大家都看，哦，我们看看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》吧，这讲到末世论。
So they want to look at Thessalonians, Second Thessalonians, because it's talk about eschatology.
这是讲基督的再来。
It's talk about the coming, second coming of Jesus Christ.
啊，我还记得当年这个千禧年要来的时候啊，两千年要来的时候，那时候大家讨论千禧年到底从哪年开始。
So at that time, people are talking about when does the millennium start?
大家都要进入这个两千年吧，就庆祝。有人说不对，2001年的时候才是真正的新世纪的开始。
Some people say 2000 is the beginning of the new millennium, and but some people say 2001 is the beginning.
这些争论早就过去了。
It's all past.
因为这个后来虽然可能也有道理，不过2001年开始的时候，没有人在庆祝新千年的开始了。
But after 2001, nobody actually celebrate millennium.
好吧，弟兄姊妹们。如果千禧年，如果新的世纪，二十一世纪是从两千年开始的话，2000年开始的话
，If the new millennium starts at 2000,
到现在，二十一世纪就正式的过去四分之一了。
So now the first quarter of 21st century has officially passed.
即使是从2001年开始，我们今年已经进入了第一个四分之一的最后一年了。
Even if it starts 2001, now the first quarter of 21st century has only 1 year left.
弟兄姊妹们，时间过得快不快啊
？Brother and sister, does time flies?
我还记得我小时候我们在展望二十一世纪呢。
So I remember when we were little, we look forward to 21st century.
啊，一画画就画个火箭啊，做科学家，实验四画。
What?
这个不好翻译，这个。这就展望 21st century 啊、
I
want to be a scientist and rocket.
looking forward to the rocket into the universe.
会不会看到这二十一世纪这四分之一不太平啊
？And we see that the first quarter of the new millennium is not that peaceful.
国攻打国，民攻打民。
Nation against nation, people against people.
全球性的大瘟疫。
Worldwide
pandemic.
Pandemic.
大地震、大海啸
，earthquake and
，tsunami，
海啸，tsunami，
啊，战争在第一世界欧洲打
，so there are wars the first in the Europe，
大火在美国最富足的地方洛杉矶烧
，the big fire in LA area，
我们再富足，这个世界上到底哪里有真正的平安
？Even though we are rich, but is there true peace on this world.
虽然现在大家对末世论好像不是那么不像 Y2K 那时候关心，但是我要跟大家说，主耶稣何时再来我不知道，但我知道两点。
I tell you, I don't know when Jesus Christ is coming, but I know two things.
第一，我知道看今天的世界，我知道主再来的日子非常的近了。
Look at the world today. I know the day that Lord's second coming is very near.
第二点。而且又近了一年了。
The second point is now is 1 year closer.
我们到底是不是每天都好好的为主而活
？Do we live every day for Christ？
在我们的生命当中，来传扬荣耀那一位爱我们、我们死而复活的耶稣基督。
In our life, we spread the gospel and glorify the Jesus Christ that loves us and died for us.
主马上就要来了。
Jesus is second coming is very close.
我们预备好了吗
？Are we ready for it？
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray。
最亲爱的主耶稣，我们同心来到您的面前。
Dear Jesus Christ, we come to you。
我们愿意来。
We want you to come。
我们更愿在主来之前，我们用我们有限的生命、时间、精力、金钱，一切的一切来荣耀你的圣名。
And we want to glorify you.Name before you come with all that we have.
求主也怜悯今天普世的教会。
Pray that you have mercy on the church on this world.
让教会能够真正荣耀你的圣名。
Pray that this all the church can truly glorify your name.
当主再来的时候，得到主的夸赞。
So when you come, they are worthy your praise.
而不是我们羞羞愧愧的羞辱主的名。
And it's now we shamefully put shame on your name.
在这地上摆展地图。
And we just take up the place in vain.
求主怜悯。
We ask for your mercy.
提升我们，更新我们。
Renew us, elevate us.
以你的灵来充满我们。
Your spirit fill us.
为主的真道打那美好的仗。
We fight the good war for your truth.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.